The celebration marking the 50th anniversary of the election of the nation's first black mayor, Richard Gordon Hatcher, will be a day to remember. The November 4th celebration will be a fundraiser for Mayor Hatcher's project, the Civil Rights Hall of Fame. His daughter, Councilwoman Reagan Hatcher, says she didn't realize what a big deal her dad's accomplishment was.
Growing up in our house, dad was just dad. You know, he wasn't a national figure. He wasn't the mayor of Gary. He wasn't kind of an icon. He was just dad. And it wasn't until I was probably in middle school until I realized just how significant his election was in 1967 and the impact that he had on the rest of the country.
Current Gary Mayor Karen Freeman Wilson says she followed Mayor Hatcher from a very young age, and he helped shape her career.
I remember as a seven-year-old, my mother having a house party. And Virgie and so many others know that my mother was very active in the community. And at that house party was a man who was at that time a candidate for mayor. And I remember two things. One, that he looked like me. And two, that he was very interested in the citizenship certificate that I had and signed the certificate. And so you can imagine my excitement on election night in November because I got a chance to stay up past my bedtime. And there was a call. And I remember that call because it was on an old rotary phone where my mother got the news that Mayor Hatcher had been successful in the general election. He heard in 1978 that I had made a decision to go to General Motors Institute as opposed to Harvard University. And he called me in and said, I want you to talk to somebody. He didn't say that was a stupid idea or anything like that. He just said, I need you to talk to somebody and just rethink that. And it wasn't just that he did it for me or his family. He did it for generations of young people. It is a tremendous honor to celebrate this, his election, what he meant in this community, and to also celebrate what he has meant for generations of mayors who have gone after him.
The celebration will include Ambassador Andrew Young, former New Orleans Mayor Marc Morial, whose father, Dutch Morial, was also mayor of New Orleans. Reverend Sharpton and Reverend Jackson will also play a role in the commemoration. Reverend Jeanette Wilson is with Operation Push.
If you look at Selma and the Voting Rights Act, Gary was the implementation of our right to vote in the North. And so you are very special to us. Mayor Hatcher is extremely special to our organization and certainly to our founder.
Lamar Taylor, chairman of the board of the National Civil Rights Hall of Fame, says Mayor Hatcher's win meant a new era for African-American political leadership nationwide.
Because as the year 1967 and what happened as a result of that, I think that when we look at Newark, New Jersey, Newark, New Jersey said, if Gary can do it, we can do it. Atlanta, Georgia said, if Gary can do it, we can do it. Chicago, Illinois said, if Gary can do it, Harold Washington can do it. Throughout this country, Gary, Indiana, played a major impact on what happened. Even when President Obama thought about running for president, he said, yes, we can. They did it in Gary, Indiana.
In Gary, Stephen Lattimore, Lakeshore Public Radio.